Hey, this is the Texas Standard. I'm David Brown. Great to have you with us. In the 2016 presidential election, evangelical voters were some of the president's most stalwart supporters, but new data from the Pew Research Center indicates support from this important group of voters waning. Michael Tackett is a Washington correspondent for the New York Times who came to Texas to get a sense of things firsthand, since we do have a few evangelical voters in this state. Michael, thanks for joining us today.
Hey, good to be with you.
So you were in Grapevine, Texas, speaking with white female evangelical voters. Why white female evangelicals? Why not white males, or for that matter, people of different skin colors?
I think the idea here was to explore what it was in the evangelical world, particularly in light of the Me Too movement and all these claims of harassment and other assorted things with President Trump, to really ask them in a deep way about the morality of their political decision and how that's reconciled with their religious views. And women, my theory of the case in the midterm elections is that women are sort of going to be the fulcrum of the election one way or another. And so looking at evangelical women is a way to examine that.
Okay, so let's take a look at, I guess, one of the issues that's going to fall squarely within that fulcrum, and that's the White House trying to silence a pornographic actress who's claiming an affair with the president. How does that play out among evangelical white voters you spoke with?
It kind of makes people cringe on one level. On the other hand, I must say that there's a pragmatism now among these voters that wasn't there, you know, when we first saw the rise of the religious right.
A pragmatism? What do you mean?
Well, they are willing to say, well, that happened in the past and I don't care. Or what about Bill Clinton? You know, several women I interviewed in various places mentioned Bill Clinton, looking at it in that way, saying, is that so bad in comparison? And so there's I'm sure people will think that that's a rationalization, and it probably is. And it's reflective of the fact that now the evangelical vote in some respects is like other voting blocks, and they aren't necessarily tethered to specific issues that are religious based.
So you cite the Pew Research Center data, which shows support among white evangelical women in recent surveys dropping about 13 percentage points to about 60% compared with about a year ago. As they were explaining their positions to you, how did you square that drop in support with their continued adherence or allegiance to Donald Trump?
Well, 60% is still a pretty healthy number, first of all, but it's not 73. And so that's why I think you're going to see some people who are saying we still would support Trump as opposed to another Democrat, but if given an alternative in a Republican primary, mm-hmm. we're open to that. And I had a couple of women, including the women in Grapevine, say that Nikki Haley, the UN ambassador, is one of those kinds of people who they would really look at.
You think Republicans should be concerned about an enthusiasm gap, especially with support falling among evangelical white Christian women?
That's certainly got to be one of the red flags that they look at. I mean, this is not uncommon. In 2008, Barack Obama had a huge turnout among young people and minority voters. And then in 2010, that enthusiasm waned and the Democrats lost a lot of seats. And so Republicans have to guard against this. Any time part of the structural base of your party is a little shaky, that's a cause for concern.
It's interesting insight into white evangelical women, and in particular, Texas women. You should check it out. In fact, we'll have a link to it at texasstandard.org. The author of the story, Michael Tackett, he reports for the New York Times, based out of Washington. Michael, thanks so much for speaking with us on the Texas Standard.
Thanks for having me on.
And you are listening to the Texas Standard.